Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you this morning. We bless you this morning. We come to honor you, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you are the God who cares for us. So, Father God, we thank you that we are redeemed from the curse through the blood of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you this morning that we are the seed of Abraham and we are his blessings, oh God. We are blessed by Abraham, oh God. We choose blessings instead of curses, life instead of death, oh God. We break and release ourselves from all generational curses, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and iniquities as a result of sins of our ancestors, in the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses on both sides of our family. We go back 60 generations to break those curses, Father God. We break all curses of witchcraft and sorcery and divination. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of pride and rebellion. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of death and destruction. In the name of Jesus, we break and rebuke all curses of sickness and infirmity. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of poverty, lack, and debt. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you this morning that you are with us, O God. We break and release ourselves from all curses of rejection. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of double-mindedness and schizophrenia. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of Jezebel and Ahab. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of divorce and separation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just thank you this morning that you are with us, O God. In the name of Jesus, and that there is more with us than against us, we break and release ourselves from all curses of lust and perversion. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses, O God, in the name of Jesus, of confusion and mental illness. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses of idolatry. In the name of Jesus, we break and release ourselves from all curses causing accidents and premature death. In the name of Jesus, we thank you this morning for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We break and release ourselves from all spoken curses and negative words spoken against us by others. In the name of Jesus, by those in authority, and we bless them. We break and release ourselves from all self-inflicted curses by negative words spoken by us. In the name of Jesus, we command every demon hiding and operating behind a curse to come out in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are holy, you are righteous, you are mighty this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. And good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. You are come to honor you this morning. Oh, we thank you this morning. We appreciate each one of you. You are a blessing on Bible Storyland. And today is Family Day. So we thank you this morning for being with us. We thank you for what you're doing. Hallelujah. 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 Well, it's Family Day, and we're going to pray this morning. Father, we lift up families this morning. We lift up everybody on Bible Storyland. And we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We praise you today, Lord God. Father, we just come, oh God, to humble ourselves before your mighty hand. We thank you that you are our Redeemer. You are our Lord. You are our Savior. You are our King. Have your way in the fathers this morning. Have your way in the mothers this morning. Have your way. We serve a good God. And Father, we thank you that you are mighty, even more than we can think or imagine. You are mightier. Oh God, we thank you for what you're doing this morning on Bible Storyland. We lift up each and every person, oh God, on Bible Storyland, and we plead the blood of Jesus over them. We thank you for their families. We thank you for what you're doing on their behalf. You are moving mountains. You are moving in every situation concerning us. And we just come to thank you this morning. And we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we just thank you. I thank you for Sister Karen, oh God, who's about to play another song of praise for us this morning, oh God, that gifted mighty woman from Houston, Texas. Go ahead, Karen. Karen, you there? Okay. I don't know if she got knocked off or whatever. But anyway, Karen, you could come back if you're ready to pray another song for us. All right, she'll be back soon. Well, I thank God for each of you being on with us this morning. We serve a good God. He's the Almighty Father. He is God and He is Lord. Today is Family Day and we are honoring families. Our fathers, our Father created fathers and He created mothers. And, you know, we're really blessed this morning. We have Bishop Bryant on with us from D-Land, Florida, and he is going to pray for the families. Good morning, Bishop. How are you?
Good morning. The Lord is good, and I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for being on with us.
God bless you.
All right. You could go ahead and pray for families.
Father God, we thank you this morning for your goodness and kindness. Thank you for your tender mercies. Thank you for waking us up this morning with the blood yet warm and running warm in our veins. Thank you for the active use of our limbs. God, we praise you because we are a part of a family. We thank you, God, for mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, aunts, uncles, nieces, and nephews, cousins. God, we thank you for that family, but we thank you for being a part of your family. Thank you for adopting us in the royal family. Now, God, we pray for every home that's represented on this phone. We pray for the family, Father, the fathers. We pray that they take their rightful place and be the men that you are calling for in these last few days. We pray for mothers, God, as they carry the emotions of the family. Father God, bless them in the name of Jesus and help them to assist their husbands in making wise decisions. And for those mothers that do not have a husband or single family home, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you lead and guide and be their protector, be their provision, be their doctor. In Jesus' name, we pray for all of the children. God, that they raise up and be what you call them to be, that they be obedient to those that have rule over them in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for their minds, Father God, because in this last day, hallelujah, so much is going on and so many distractions are there. But God, we know, hallelujah, if we stay focused on you, you will bring us out all right. Bless our children. Bless the children all over this country. We bind kidnappers, home invaders, in the name of Jesus, carjackers. We come against it now, in the name of Jesus. We bind everything that's against them, God. We bind it in Jesus' name. We bind, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against those that would like to snatch the children off the street, those pedophiles. Father, we bind all that in Jesus' name. And we pray that you bless our children to grow up stronger and stronger and be the parents you need them to be in their day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for that prayer, that powerful prayer that Bishop Bryant prayed. Well, as we continue on Bible Storyland this morning, we just thank God that it is Family Day. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, that you are with us. You will never leave us nor forsake us. You know, families are important to God. And you know what? The one true and living God, he blew his breath into Adam, the first man, and Adam became a living soul. In Genesis 1:26-27, and God said, "Let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion over the fish of the sea and over all the fowl of the air." and over the cattle and over the all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his image. In the image of God, he created male and female. He created them. And God blessed them. And he told them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. So, you know, we serve a great God. So, you know, man is replenishing the earth. We got lots of children on the earth. I just thank God for creating us. You know, he could have created an animal or something else in his image. But guess what? He chose to create us in his image. And what a mighty God we serve. And, you know, God made us after his likeness. So, you know, we're all made in his image and his likeness. So I thank God that we're supposed to act like him, look like him. So when people see us, they see light. They don't see darkness. They don't see spots on our garments, but they see the light shining bright within us. You know, and since we're made in Father God's image and his likeness, we should act like him. You know, we got to be holy because he's holy. He's a holy God, and he's requiring holiness of us. Yes, he is. He wants us to be holy like him. You know, he don't want us to be like Beelzebub. He wants us to be holy like him. You know, in Romans 12:1, it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and what is acceptable and the perfect will of God. You know, he's a holy God now. Don't you fool yourself. He knows everything about us. He made us. He created us. There's nothing secret from him. You know how the children, they cover their eyes, playing hide and seek, and they think you don't see them. We like that with God sometimes. You know, we think, oh, God, I could just tell this little white lie. You're not going to hear it, huh? You know, I could just take this here, and you're not going to see it, Father God. So, you know, we got to repent daily because, you know what, we try to get over on God. But guess what? We can't do it. He's almighty. He knows everything. So every day I say, Lord, forgive me for everything I did against your will today. And even I named some of those things I know I did. You know, my impatient spirit. Sometimes I'm impatient with the children. You know, he knows all about it already. He's just waiting for us to come and say, Father, please forgive me. Please forgive me. I knew what I was doing, Father. Please forgive me. So, you know, he just waits for us. He patiently waits on us now. You know, he's patient and he's loving. We're the ones who are impatient. We are to present our bodies a living sacrifice. In the Old Testament, they presented lambs and living sacrifices. After Jesus, the Lamb of God, presented himself as a living sacrifice, we are to follow his pattern to live holy. We are to be in right standing, aligned with God, with his way, his perfect will. His will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. We as a family should live righteous and set godly standards, principles for our children. So as they grow and have their families, they can live holy. They can set godly principles for their family. Be careful how we live. Even if your children do not see you doing ungodly principles, ungodly things, they'll inherit it through the bloodline. Don't fool yourself. They inherit it. You know, we inherited some stuff from our bloodline, from our parents and our forefathers. So God, you know, he don't want us to be conformed to this world. If we conform to the world, guess what? Our children are going to conform. They're going to act like the world, even if we didn't teach it to them. You know, even if we're trying to teach them godly principles and we're living otherwise, you know, you going down on the corner having a beer or sipping a little wine, whatever, don't you know they're going to pick up that spirit? They may not even see what you're doing, but it's going to be in their spirit. And then they grow up and you say, I don't know why my child on drugs. I didn't do drugs. I didn't do this, I didn't do that, but what else? What's in the bloodline? So we got to pray against generational curses and those things in the bloodline. We got to pray them out. So our children want to inherit those. You know, they need consistent examples and godly teaching daily. They need to be trained daily in godly principles. According to Deuteronomy 6th chapter, we as parents are to teach our children. Deuteronomy 6 instructs us what to teach them and how often to teach them. Now, when you go to Proverbs 6, it says, train them up. We're their teachers. We say, oh, your teacher didn't teach you this in school? But guess what? It's not the teacher's responsibility. God gave us the responsibility. So if they don't know their math, reading, writing, arithmetic, they don't know how to write, they don't know how to speak, it's our fault. They don't know how to spell. It's not the teacher's fault. God gave us that commandment. He said teach them, but he really wants us to teach them about him from the time we get up to the time we go to bed. We just conform to to society because, you know, the laws of the land say our children got to go to school, so we put them in school. But guess what? We can homeschool them. Many people do it. We could send them to Christian schools from babies. They can grow up being trained in the Most High, in the ways of the Most High God. So this is family day. And, you know, like I said, we got to teach those godly standards. We got to live the godly standards. And because God created us, we got to show him gratitude. So today, we're going to continue showing him gratitude with songs of praise. He said, let the upright praise him. So we have Minister Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Don't tell me it's snow on the ground.
Good morning, Minister G. It's 48 degrees. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I believe it. It's cold here.
Oh, that's warm for us. It was 28 earlier this week.
Oh, my goodness. It's 58 degrees here.
Oh, my. It's not so cold here. The sun is shining.
All right. Sun's shining bright in Jacksonville. Thank the Lord for that.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to sing Come By Here, Dear Lord.
All right.
Come by here, dear Lord, come by here. Come by here, dear Lord, come by here. Come by here, dear Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Somebody needs you, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Somebody's praying, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Somebody's singing, Lord, come by here. Somebody's singing, Lord, come by here. Somebody singing, Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here. Come by here, dear Lord, come by here. Come by here, dear Lord, come by here. Come by here, dear Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, come by here.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for you. Awesome song. That's one of my favorite that I love to sing with the children. Kumbaya, my Lord. Come by here, my Lord. So I thank you, Minister Donna Hawkins. How is your husband doing, your mother-in-law? And your mother?
Everybody is doing fine. Everybody's doing fine. Yesterday we had our Church Women United meeting, and our church received the attendance trophy. Last month was the first month for the attendance trophy, and we tied with another church, But on yesterday, we had the most in attendance. So we have the attendance trophy, and one of the young women from our church received the Young Church Woman Award. So we are just excited, and we're praising God for all of his blessings.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you and for your church family. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all.
Okay. Well, we have Minister Donna Hawkins' cousin on with us. The one who told Minister Hawkins about us is Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie. She got her phone
on. Good morning, Sister G.
How you doing, girl?
All right. I'm so glad to be on this morning. My daughter just showed up. She's going to help me sing Gloria.
Oh, hey, Gloria, girl, I ain't heard from you in a long time. How you been?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, man, how's school, Gloria?
It's going.
Going good?
It's going.
I hear you, girl. It is not easy going to college, but I tell you what, you know, this race ain't given to the swift, but just hang in there. Hang in there, girl. You're going to make it. You're going to do well.
Yes, ma'am. That's the plan.
Amen. Well, Father, I thank you for Gloria this morning. And, Lord, I decree and declare that she has a finisher's anointing. She will finish college and get the top degree. And, Lord, send her debt-free. Let her have more money, oh, God, to do to some of the things that she desires to do. Give her the desires of her heart, oh, God. Remove all distractions from her. Give her a mind to concentrate. And I thank you for blessing Gloria in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister G, for that.
Amen. So what y'all going to sing, Gloria?
We're going to sing This Little Light of Mine.
Amen. All right.
Okay. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Everywhere I go, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
All in my home, Lord,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Well,
all in my home, Lord, I'm gonna let it shine.
Well, all in my home, Lord,
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Shine for you and I, Lord.
I'm gonna let it shine.
Well,
shine for you and I, Lord. I'm gonna let it shine.
Well, shine for you and I, Lord.
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
This little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Well, this little light of mine,
I'm
gonna let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
Let it shine, let it shine,
let it shine.
Amen. Amen, amen. This little light of mine. Oh, my God, the children love that song. Sometimes I get the little flashlights and let them turn the flashlights on, and they love to sing, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Don't let it shine in the school, in my neighborhood, and everywhere I go. So I thank God for Gloria. She's letting her light shine on the campus where she goes to school. Amen for young people. All right, thank you all so much. Well, you know, we're having some of my favorite songs. Come by here, dear Lord. This little light of mine. Now we have Karen on with us again from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
I am doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. We're happy to have you. What about Houston? How's the weather there?
It is kind of about the same. I left and heard before the show started. The radio said it was 56 degrees, so we're all kind of the same range of temperature this morning, it seems like.
All right. All right. Well, thank God for the weather. Whatever he send, I agree.
Yep.
Going to play, Karen?
Lord, I raise your name on high.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. That Karen is so gifted, so just very talented in the Lord. I've never met Karen yet, but one of these days we're going to be able to meet in the flesh. But I thank God she faithfully comes on Bible Storyland for about the last, I think we've been on about 5 years now, and Karen has been faithful, Jackie, and I see Brother David and his wife on here. I thank God for each one of you. You are a blessing in my life. You know I love you, but guess what? Father God loves you more, way more than me. You know I got that human love, but he has that eternal love, that kind of love, you know, that he came down here in the form of a man, Jesus, and he died on the cross for you. I can't do that, but he can. Holy is our God, righteous and faithful. He's a faithful friend. Now, you know he our friend. He is our friend. Greater love have no man than Jesus. He laid down his life for you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. You may think I'm talking to somebody else on Bible Storyland, but I'm talking to you. Father God loves each of us. Thank the Lord. Well, I miss Minister Stacy this morning. She's not on with us, but maybe she may come on later, hopefully. But anyway, I thank the Lord. You know, God honors his word above his name. His word is powerful. His word is sharper than a two-edged sword. His word cuts everything out of us. Just read the word, study the word, and see how transformed you'll be. You're going to be transformed now. When you keep reading the word, studying the word, I promise you, transformation will take place in your life. You know, the word is awesome. You know, God's word is true. God's word is so true. And I thank God this morning. You know, the Bible is the book that's been around for centuries and years and centuries and centuries and centuries. You know, other books, they fade out. But the Bible has been around. God inspired men to write the Word of God, and it's still here. And guess what? It ain't changed. It's still true. The Word he gave them in the beginning, God created the heaven, that Word is still present. So I thank God. You know, in Psalms 119:89, it says, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in the heavens." And Isaiah 48, it says, "The grass withers, the flower fadeth, but the word of God shall stand forever." I'm telling you, the word of God is going to be there forever and be here forever, ever. I'm excited this morning. We are about to hear the word of God. I love God's word. I pick it up every day. Read, read, read. I read the word. He says study to show yourselves approved, even if you don't understand it. I know I used to pick it up and I'm like, "Lord, I don't even remember what I just read." And no, I certainly don't understand it. But guess what? You keep reading. Don't give up. Keep reading. Keep reading. He'll show it to you. He'll tell you what it means if he wants you to know it. You know, he's an awesome God now. His word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. And when you don't know what else to do about a situation, when you've done all you could do, stand. But also stand on his promises. Stand on the word. Read the word. Study the word. It'll tell you what to do. We serve the Almighty God. Nothing is impossible to him. Let's not limit him. There are no limitations on him. We're limited because we're human. We're not God, but we serve an unlimited God. And I thank God. God gave, you know, he gave us everything for life and godliness. So, you know, we are really blessed. We are so blessed. You know, in the Word of God in Ephesians 4, verse 11, it says, "And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some pastors, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the word, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity in the faith and the knowledge of the Son, unto the perfect man, unto the measure, the stature, the fullness of Christ." That's what, you know, the men and women of God, you know, he called them to the ministry. That's what they're to do. So, you know, I thank God for his word. Our speaker today is Elder Ruby Baker. She is from Fernandina Beach, Florida. I heard her speak a few months ago at a church in South Florida. She brought the word with great power, and she spoke from the book of Jeremiah 9:17 and so forth about the call for the mourning women, a call that they may come, and send for the skillful women, that they may come and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out water. The message touched my heart that Elder Ruby Baker spoke that day. I have not forgotten that message. So I thank God for Elder Ruby Baker today. She's going to bring forth the word. Good morning, Elder Baker. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just fine. What about you?
I'm doing great. Blessed and highly favored of the Lord and thanking him like never before.
Oh, I know that's right. I know that's right. God has so much in store for us.
Yes.
We just thank you.
This morning.
Oh, yes, yes. We want to talk about the family today, and as you've been talking and others have prayed and all, and we know that the family unit today is under an attack. Even though God's purpose for the family has been challenged, God's purpose for the family has not changed. And whatever God brings together, Satan wants to destroy. God ordained the marriage, and it was his idea. God initiated the first family. After God made man in his image and after his likeness, he made them male and female. He gave them dominion, meaning they were to rule together. You see, God said it was not good for man to be alone. That's according to Genesis 2:18. He said that I'll make a help meet, mean one that is suitable for him. And after God made the woman, he brought her unto Adam, and he instituted marriage, forming the first family. A lot of people think that family is with children, but husband and wife, you are family as well. That's where it begins. You should have a mutual submission and respect and trust for each other. And sometimes we are lacking that between the husband and wife. We see in Genesis 2:24 that a man should leave his mother and father and cleave to his wife, meaning to be joined and united to her, and become one flesh. To become one flesh means that you should be complete. And without each other, you will be incomplete, and you cannot fulfill the purpose God has for your life. The closeness of the husband and wife relationship always supersedes that of the parent and child. That's why the husband needs to leave his parents, wife as well. It's best not to live in the household there with your parents, because you are denying yourself one of the rights that God has given you. You should be the head of your own household. So if you move in with someone else, that means you have to come under their subjection, and you are not allowed to be the head of that household. And we see that you need to be prepared for marriage in order to have a job, work, provide, have a place. In Genesis 29:20, we see where Jacob worked 7 years for Rachel, and it seemed only like a few days for him because he loved her so much. And we know the story how he was tricked by Rachel's father, and he ended up with older sister Leah. And when he found out, her father said that it's not right for the younger daughter to be married before the older. And so he said, just be with her a week and then I'll give you Rachel. And work another 7 years. And guess what? Because of the love that he had, he did not mind working. And that's what the husband has to do today. Have to work and provide for his household. God's purpose for the husband and wife is to rule together with the authority that God gave them. He said he made them and he gave them dominion in the earth. And I found that sometimes we think that man is the one in authority and we must do what he says and all come under subjection. But the authority that he gave them together, man has that authority of enforcement, and the woman has the authority of influence. Didn't Eve use her influence in the garden? Yes, it got us in trouble. But Adam could have used his authority of enforcing what God said. And he also told them to be fruitful, multiply, and fill the earth. Now, that does not mean that you should try to have all the children by yourself. Being fruitful means to be productive. Multiply, that is from one generation to the other, that the earth can be filled. In Psalms 127, verses 3 through 5, we see that children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. And happy is the man that has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate. Meaning, God gave us children. He entrusted those children to us. We did not choose the children. God chose us as parents for them. So the children must be raised in the fear and admonishing of God. It is the father's responsibility to provide and protect, and the mother's responsibility is to nurture. Parents have that responsibility of raising their own children. I just can't stress that enough. We want to shift the responsibility on someone else. Yes, raising children are not easy. We have many today that are leaving their children with the grandparents or putting them in daycare, having an extended day at school, afternoon school, or they are finding other clubs or workshops, or anything they can put the child in to keep them occupied, and they have less time with their children. And one of the major things now that is taking over is the electronic babysitter. They have so many little gadgets now to keep those children occupied. And we find at a young age, oh, they know how to use the cell phone, they have the iPod, they have iPad, at computer. I'm not knocking those things, but those things cannot replace you as a parent. Those things have no feeling. They cannot teach them character and build that child up. There's no life in it. It's not teaching them the true meaning of life. It's not being realistic. And that's why we have so many now that is void of compassion, is because an electronic device cannot teach your child that. But parents have the responsibility of teaching and disciplining their children. We must set boundaries for them. That child will know that you care about them when they have boundaries. It may not feel good in the beginning. They may not always understand why they cannot do like other children are doing. But let me give you an example. As you pour into that child's life, it is just like pouring water into a glass. And you continue to fill and fill that child with the things of God and building the character in that child. Now, suppose you didn't put it in a container, what you was pouring. Pour that water onto a table, and it has no boundaries, and it will spill all over the place. And some of us, we let our guard down and let our children do whatever they want to do. But now, you can put a sponge in that glass of water, and you will absorb all the water in that glass. But you try to get a sponge to get the water off the table, and you will never get back what was lost, because some, it just runs off the table, and you never reclaim again. So that's the purpose of setting boundaries. And we should be a good example to our children. We should teach and show them the love of a father and the nurturing of a mother. And through those examples, they will understand the love and protection and the provision of God, our Heavenly Father. That's what he meant. We are created in his image and in his likeness, and we are to produce more of his image and his likeness. What are the image are you giving your children of God through your parenting? Just think about that. What are they seeing through your actions that you're doing? Are you forsaking or neglecting your children? Your children need you. Now, let's just look at some of the attacks on the family today. One of the attacks is divorce, the absenteeism of parents, financial pressures, breakdown of authority and discipline, inadequate time together, being preoccupied with other things, and the list continues to go on and on. We see that Satan wants to destroy that family unit, and some go into marriage with the idea if this don't work, we'll get a divorce. A marriage is not a contract. A marriage is a covenant. It is God ordained. Some are separated because of some of these other problems, and one of the main reasons is financial pressure. We've gotten ourselves into so much debt. We haven't set a budget, and we haven't been reasonable. We still want to live a single life, although we're married. Some of those things you cannot get right now. We have to deny ourselves, and we must live within our means. And we need to teach our children the importance of budgeting and living within our means. We can't always keep up with the Joneses and do what they are doing. We don't know how they are coming about it. But basically, we need to go back to the Word of God and do what He says. We need to honor God with our money, giving Him the tithe, giving Him the offering. Teach our children at a young age, and then they'll be blessed in their adult life. We also see the absenteeism of parents. Yes, it may be in a single parent home, and you just pray and ask God to bless you. Sometimes it's not your fault that it happened that way. You can't make anybody love you. You can't make anybody, fulfill their obligation and responsibilities. But it's hard on the children. But one of the parents got to take that stand and do what is right by them, and God will help you. Sometimes you have two parents in the home, but still, the parent is absent from the child. And that is even worse when the parent is there visibly but not connected to. You need to have that time with your children collectively and on an individual basis. Make that child feel like they are very important to you. Talk about them. Have an open discussion. Let them feel that they can come to you and talk about anything and everything. We need to spend adequate time together. There was a time that we would prepare meals and we'd come together at the table and have breakfast, our lunch, and our dinner. But now everybody is eating at different times, eating whatever they want. And the sad thing about it, we're separated right in our own house. And God did not mean for that to be. He wants us to be united. We need to turn off the TV and the radio and all. Come together again. Have a blessing over our food. And let us enjoy the relationship that we have together. Talk about what concerns you. We see that in Exodus 20, verse 12, that children should honor the mother and father, that their days may be long on the land. This is the first commandment that God gave that had a promise. And to honor means to be respectful in your word and action toward them. And those that may be your guardian, we need to teach these children these values. In Colossians 3:20, children, you should obey your parents in all things. For this is well-pleasing to God. You need to do whatever you can. A lot of times we may not understand why our parents says to do this or that. But because you trust them, you want to honor them, obey them, that God can be pleased with your actions. And also in Colossians 3:21, it says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Fathers, there's a right way and a wrong way to discipline your children. And sometimes you make that child feel so little, you hurt. Sometimes that child is forsaken and neglected. And anger builds up in that child because you're not there for them. And a lot of children now, they are out in the street and connecting with the wrong one because they desire to have a father. Many are incarcerated today because of the lack of a father being there. And that has caused anger to build up in them because they are hurt. They became discouraged. And what are they doing? They're repeating the cycle over and over again. But we need to set a good example for them. Don't talk down to your children. Encourage your children. Bless them. Let them know that you're who God created you to be, and support them and build their character. Let them know that you can have a good education. You can grow up and you can be somebody. You are blessed of the Lord. Pronounce blessings over your children and not curses. And since the family was God's idea and he ordained it, the only way to achieve a good relationship and a healthy family is to follow his plan. And his plan and guidelines are contained in the Bible. Every family will face challenges and attacks and crises. And Satan wants your family to be broken and torn apart. He wants your home to be in decision and confusion and chaos. But never let go of your family vision. Have a vision for your family. Set some goals. Never let go of the family values. Stand for something. You don't have to be with all these modern trends now. Say, no, we just don't do that. Have some self-respect. Never let go of the family virtues. We was raised better than that. Love is the foundation for a successful family. And faith is what motivates it. Hard work is the key. But prayer and the word of God is your secret weapon. So we must pray. We must get in the word of God. God wants us to take a stand and fight for our family. We can't give up. Regardless of what's going on around us, we need to create a safe environment for our children, and that is our home. We thank God for mothers and fathers and children. We thank God for grandparents and who is there and all that good they have passed on to us. And, yes, it was years ago it said it takes a village to raise a child. Yes, we are our brother's keeper. We need to watch out for one another's children, and we need to encourage them. And a good thing to do is to go to the Word of God for your family unit and pray Colossians. Go to the book of Colossians, and you can pray from the third chapter, verses 18 through 21. And that gives us good advice. Dear Lord, let the wives be submissive to their own husband, for it is pleasing to you. We pray that husbands would love their own wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things. This is well-pleasing to the Lord. And God, we pray for fathers now that they will not provoke their children to anger. We pray that they don't be discouraged and be led the wrong way. Daughters not having that father there, and they're getting caught up with things of the world, looking for that father figure. And we find older men taking advantage of your little girl. We find in where sons being denied the father for whatever reason, and they're angry, and they're going out doing things because they don't have the love of their father. But let's be that good example today that we can continue to reproduce, multiply, and fill the earth with the image of God, the family unit. God bless. God bless. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. What a word. Didn't I tell you she gives a powerful word? Elder Ruby and I are on the same page. We both read the word of God and we speak the same thing. If I didn't know any better, I would have think that she was, you know, around me all the time, or I was around her, because we've been speaking the same thing on Bible Storyland, not in the way that she spoke it, but many lessons have been taught on the same thing, the family, the responsibility of the husband, the responsibility of the wife, the mother. So I really appreciate that message, Elder Ruby Baker. That was a powerful message that you gave about the family. And it's much needed because, like you said, you know, families are under attack. The devil trying to take, you know, fathers out, mothers out, children out, destroy the family, cause divorce, separation, children against the parents, parents against the children, all kind of, you know, stuff going on. But I thank God that his word is true. The family shall live and not die. The family shall live and not die. Because God instituted the family, it's going to live and not die. So I thank God for that message. It was most powerful, most powerful. You're invited to come on anytime on Bible Storyland, every Saturday if you like. Also, one of these days, I want to ask you, when you have time, if you could come on and bring that message from, you know, about the cunning women, the skillful praying women, the wailing, weeping women. I thank God for that word this morning. It was powerful. I mean, I knew it cut going and coming, but that's okay. It was just cutting some stuff out of us that we need removed. But I tell you what, God used Elder Ruby to tell us what we need to hear, not what we want to hear, but what we need to hear. So I thank God. You know, salvation is needed in the land today. I don't know about your neighborhood, but I know we need it in my neighborhood. We need salvation like never before. God needs, you know, he wants sin to leave the earth. So we got to all be saved. So we got a job to do. We all got to talk to our neighbors. We got to bend the knee. I mean, sometime 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, the Lord wake me up. I'm looking out the window, and I'm praying for my neighbors. They don't even know it. They don't even hear about it. But I'm praying for my neighborhood. I'm praying for my city. I'm praying for, you know, my nation. Salvation. God said he winked at ignorance one time. But now he's calling everybody to repent, to call on God. He ain't winking no more. He didn't stop that. He said right now he's waiting for you to come to be saved. And so when he call on you, don't turn a deaf ear. Say, yes, Lord, thy servant heareth, and answering when he call you. He may call you through the pastor. He may call you through your family member. He may have your family member just say, you girl, you got to be saved. Man, you got to be saved. So listen, don't turn a deaf ear. Now listen, once you get saved, healed, delivered, set free, don't you dare eat your own vomit. Don't you dare slide in the mud again. That's the wrong way. That's a very dangerous place to be in. You got to repent, turn back to the Lord, and, you know, now is the acceptable time to come to the Lord and stay under the shadow of his almighty wings. Stay there. Don't leave out no more. Stay there and then bring other people with you. God would have just put you if he didn't want salvation to go in the land. He put all of us so salvation to go. And, you know, God is very patient. And we got to patiently wait on him. You know, the scripture says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He brought me up out the muck and the muck and the mire of life. He put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto him. Many, many shall see it and turn from their wicked ways, and they'll begin to follow our God. So live a life. You know, I want to ask you a question. If, you know, the police came or somebody came, do you have enough evidence to convict you of being a child of God? Do you have enough evidence? Is your Bible covered with dust? No, you don't have the right evidence. Is it open? Is it marked? Are you reading it daily? Are you bending the knee? Is your light shining? That's beginning the evidence. Come on now. All right, it's testimony time. I need a testimony from somebody. If you haven't pressed one, press it right now and give us a brief testimony. 1 second, 1 minute, 1 minute testimony. How's that? Where Brother David? I know he got a testimony. Brother David, did you press one? Uh-oh, let me look for him on here. I don't see him. I see his. Oh, yeah, hold on. Brother David, press one. Good morning, Brother David. How are you?
Good morning, Sister G. I'm blessed and grateful and thankful for my Creator who loves me.
I know that's right. He loved me too. He loved me more than he loved you.
Okay, well, hey, and whenever that's good, I'm happy for you.
So you better dispute that. You better say, I think not, because he ain't no respecter of person. You better speak up. Mm-hmm. No, he don't.
I come in peace. I come in peace. That's what I come in.
I love to mess with you, Brother David. I see your wife on here, too. I know Sister
yes,
Donna ma'am. On here. So I thank God for you and your two sons.
Amen. Thank God. Yeah, I just want to thank God for sparing the life of a coworker, friend of mine that, you know, I drive trucks. And often sometimes we get on the line and we talk about the Bible and talk about God and good stuff like that. And he was going southbound, I think, Thursday night. And a guy wouldn't get over because of construction. And when he got over, he hit my friend who was pulling two trailers and he drug down the guardrail for about 5 minutes. He said it seemed like an hour. And he started praying right there. And then when they ran out of rail, he went all the way across the northbound lane. And wasn't no traffic coming, glory be to God. And this was about 10 o'clock at night. And he went up in the tree lines. And he said when he got over there, he just sat there and couldn't move for about 10 minutes. So I just thank God that his angels was dispatched around my good friend and the Lord take us miles and miles and miles. We don't even know. I've been driving for 10 years, and I just thank the Lord for my safety and safety of all the other people out there driving. They're just the small things in life that we neglect to look at, you know. And that might be my minute. I don't want to go too long, but I'm so thankful he got out of that without a scratch. So thank the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Brother David. You are a blessing in my life. I thank God for you and your family. I thank the Lord for that young man. And Lord, I just pray I lift that young man up that was in that accident. I thank you for keeping him safe, protected under your almighty wings in Jesus' name. Protect the truck drivers out here, Lord God, Brother David, and all those who are driving the truck. Sometimes they're driving late hours, long hours, and they're tired. But Lord, are you able to refresh them? So I thank the Lord for you. Thank you, Brother David. There's someone on a 724-510 number. How are you this
morning?
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? This is Victoria.
Hey, girl. How you been?
All is well. All is well. Good to hear you.
Yeah, I didn't talk to you, and I don't know when.
I know. Amen. God is still doing great and mighty things in New Castle, Pennsylvania.
Amen, Victoria. I tell you what, girl, you blessed me this morning.
Amen. All right.
Amen. A testimony.
No, I did like to pray concerning the family, if that's okay.
Okay. Wait, hold on. We're going to have
yes,
prayer
ma'am.
In just a few minutes. You got a few minutes.
Okay.
I need you to pray
yes.
with me when we're praying.
Okay.
We share the prayer, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you so much, Sister Victoria. That's one of my very dear sisters. She got married. I went to their beautiful wedding. She married a man of God, and she has a prayer line also. Sister Victoria, you want to give us your prayer line number?
Yes, ma'am. It is. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Okay, my prayer line is called Gatekeepers. We pray 6 o'clock in the morning, as Monday through Friday, and 6 o'clock also Sunday morning, praying for the church. We pray at 9 o'clock at night, Monday through Friday, at 9 p.m. And the prayer line number is 760-984-1000. The access code is 730-974. To call back to listen to the prayer that we have prayed in the past is 760-984-1099. The access code is the same. You can hit any number between 1 and up to like 1,030. That's how long we've been praying on that line. You know, the devil tried to mess with us and we couldn't get in on our other line, our old line, but that's all right. God gave us another line. So we've been praying on Gatekeepers. God has given this line to us for 4 years now. And I just thank God for the opportunity to pray because there's power in prayer, and prayer does change things. So I just thank God for allowing me to be an intercessor and to cover our gates over our nation, our city, our neighborhood, our families, the government. And we just pray about everything, all things, you know. And so I just thank God for the opportunity to stand in the gap, to be a gatekeeper, and to stand on the wall and be a watchman to see. Afar off, God allows us to see far off our enemies so we can attack them ahead of time.
So I just Amen. Thank you so much. Well, also, Bishop Brian is on here. You want to give the number to your prayer line, Bishop Brian? Bishop Brian, you still there? Hello? I think he's trying to come through, but I can't hear him right now.
Okay.
Bishop Brian, you there? All right. Something wrong with his line right now, but he'll come back in a few minutes and give us for his prayer line. All right, let's see. Moving right along. Any more testimonies? One more testimony, brief. All right, well, it's prayer time on Bible Storyland. I thank God for each of you. Like Sister Victoria said, we need prayer today for our families, for our city, for our nation. We need prayer like never before. I mean, we need to bend the knee. I don't know about you, but God be waking me up all times of the night. I be saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to go to bed at this time, and I'm going to sleep all night. Waking me up to pray. So I thank God that He trusts me enough to pray for his people. He'll tell me, pray. Pray for my neighborhood or even on the street. I'm praying for people. So you know what? God ain't no respected person. When you see an ambulance pass by, a fire truck pass by, you see an accident about to happen or even before, pray against those accidents, mishaps, and incidents. So I thank God for you. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. Hello? Hello? Anybody there?
Yes, I hear you.
Okay. Bishop, you there? Bishop?
I'm here.
Okay. Your phone keep going in and out. You want to join us? Can you pray for people while we're praying this morning?
Ma'am?
Bishop?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm sorry. I asked you earlier. Would you like to give your prayer line number so people could call in and pray?
To find it, I don't know it. It's not hard.
Okay, I'll give it. I have it on my phone, so I'll give it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll give it for you. I'm going to find it here in just a second, and I'll give it out. I tell you what, I was on Bishop's prayer line last night from, it was 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We got off probably around 12:30 or so, but I tell you, it was powerful. You should have heard the powerful testimonies, the prayers, and Bishop gave the word. Woo! It was the mighty word last night. I thank God for the word. The word went forth. He came from Corinthians, 1 Corinthians. I've forgotten the exact chapter, but it was about the wisdom of God and not the wisdom of man. Following the wisdom of God, it was a powerful word. So I thank God. Now, his prayer line number is 605-475-3200. And the code is 101-4214. They come on Friday night. And when else, Bishop? Is there another line, or is that the only one?
That's the only one that we have. I'm playing all the time with other folks.
I got it.
I'm just like you, trying to stay in prayer.
Man, thank God for you, Bishop.
Friday night at 11 o'clock?
Yes, Friday night, 11 p.m.
Okay.
Yep, powerful prayer time. I thank the Lord for it. All right, I'm sorry, what did you say?
I appreciate you and your prayer life and praying for me, and I praise God when you came down here that y'all came to see me. Y'all prayed for me, and the Lord is doing mighty work.
Amen. All right, we're going to say a prayer for you this morning as well.
I have a prayer request, Sister G.
Okay, Victoria.
We're looking for Mother Ford. She was rushed to the hospital last night. Her pressure went up.
Yeah, I talked to her last night. She's hoping she get out today.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, and I talked to her husband, so I'm praying. We're going to pray for the Ford family. We're praying for them. So thank you, Sister Victoria. We're going to pray for the bishop this morning. All right.
Yeah, I got a prayer request for a young man that's up there. You might even know him. His name is Elder Eric McBride. He had emergency surgery last night.
Eric McBride. That name sounds familiar, but I'm not sure who he is.
He's quite a large man. He lives in Jacksonville. He's an elder. He's a good man.
Yeah. Amen.
Excuse me. I got a prayer request.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
I got a prayer request.
Okay, you have a prayer request in your name?
My name is David Emmanuel.
David, your voice shifted on me. I ain't even catch it. Go ahead.
I know I'm acting right now. I wanna pray for all these people that are looking for peace and quietness through drugs. And I want them to understand that there's a lot of confusion and chaos in drugs. And I was just amazed where I was last night. All these people doing drugs. And I'm just praying for them to know that you do not need a substance to find inner peace. And I'm just praying they get that knowledge, wisdom, mm-hmm. and understanding. And I'm not judging, but I'm just saying, have a closer relationship with the Lord.
Amen. All right.
Amen.
Anybody else? Prayer request.
Minister G.
Yes, hey, Minister Donna.
Will you please include my mom, Valerie Newsom, my mother-in-law, Martha Hawkins, and the unsaved?
Say that again. Oh, unsaved, okay.
Unsaved, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Anybody else? Prayer requests. We're still taking prayer requests. Hello? Sounds like somebody's trying to say something, but I can't. I don't hear you.
Hello, Jackie.
Mr. G. Hey, Jackie.
Yeah. This is Jackie. Yes, I need a prayer report.
Prayer request for my daughter and my family. My daughter's not at school. We didn't get a chance to tell you that. She's not at school anymore. But she said she was going back. So pray for her. I love the prayer you pray for her. Thank you so much. Pray for my daughter, my family, my husband, my sisters and brothers, my whole family as a whole, and my patients, all my clients and patients. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Jackie has a ministry with the elderly. She takes care of the elderly, and they're always requesting her. She's stretched out with the elderly. Any more prayer requests? All right. Okay, well, we're about to pray. Let's see. Elder Baker, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Could you pray for Bishop Bryant that's on the line with us? However the Lord leads you.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we just pray now for Bishop Bryant and all the requests that he has made. And we just pray, dear God, that you just touch him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet and all those that he are connected with in ministry and those that you lay upon his heart. We just pray for his prayer ministry, O God, for you said according to your word, the prayer, the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. And we just thank you right now that weapons that are formed against those will not prosper. We just pray that your mighty works and your miracles be revealed in the name of Jesus. We stand on your word, for your word will not fail. Regardless of how it looks, regardless of how it feels, or regardless of what man may say, we stand on your word, and we claim victory now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen, amen.
Amen. Victoria, can you pray a short prayer for Mother Ford and the elderly?
Amen. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you and I honor you, and I thank you for the opportunity to stand in the gap, Lord God, for our elderly. Father, I thank you right now, Lord God, that there is no distance in the spirit as we pray right now for Mother Ford. Father, I thank you right now that angels encamped about her in that room right now. And God, everything that is wrong, God, you make it right. God, I thank you right now, Lord, you are still in the healing business today. And God, as you will touch every organ, every tissue, every ligament, every joint. God, I speak revival to right now in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Lord God, that her blood pressure is normal. And I come up against every enemy that comes to steal, kill, and destroy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that you blow your ruach upon her, Mother Ford, right now. And everything that's weak, God, has been strengthened even now, Father, as we speak. In Jesus' mighty name. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that you will strengthen, Lord God, every organ. Lord God, that you will strengthen every tissue, Lord God. You will strengthen her heart. God, I come up against any irregular heartbeat in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you right now that the blood still has power to heal. God, I thank you, Lord God, by the stripes of Jesus. Lord God, she is already healed and whole in Jesus' mighty name. God, we command every enemy, Lord God, that comes to snuff the life out of her to be gone right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you for the elderly, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for protection over all the elderly. Lord God, those that are in hospice and those that are in homes, Lord God, those that are in the hospitals, Lord God, and other family members are taking care of them, God. God, I thank you that you will even bring exposure to that wicked one that is causing harm, Lord God, to the elderly, Lord God, whether it be verbally, Lord God, physically, Lord God, and even, Lord God, taking finances from them, Father. God, I thank you that the thief has been caught today upon, Lord God, the elderly right now in Jesus' mighty name, that you would shine the light, Lord God, on every wicked one that's causing harm, Lord God, to the elderly in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you, Lord God, and I praise you even now, God, that soteria, that the salvation of the Lord is being their portion, God, that you will cause them to have supernatural rest and supernatural strength. Father, we come up against all forms of witchcraft, the witchcraft that will be in the hospitals from every evil doctor, every evil nurse, God, every person that will try to come in and just speak a word of death upon the, Lord God, the elderly, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, those words are reversed and sent back to the sender in Jesus' mighty name. So, Father God, I decree and declare, Lord God, they should live and not die and declare the good works of the Lord. I speak long life and longevity upon Mother Ford even now, Father. And God, I thank you even now, God, for the testimonies, Lord God, how you have brought her through one more time, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And Father, I lift up Elder Eric McBride, your very elect servant, your called out child, in the name of Jesus. What the enemy meant for his harm, I thank you that you already turned it around for his good. And Father God, I thank you that even though they rushed into the hospital, you were there with him. You were there before him, and you were right in the vehicle with him, oh God. And Father God, we speak life, abundant life. We say that this illness would not come upon him again in Jesus' name. And I pray over every one of his organs. I say line up with the will of God in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for cleansing his blood system in the name of Jesus. I thank you for healing all of his organs, oh God. Send the word and heal Elder McBride. Remove any fear in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the great physician. Doctors put a Band-Aid on us, but you, in the name of Jesus, get to the root cause of what needs to be healed. So, Father, I thank you that you have already gotten to the root cause, and your report is what we believe, that Elder McBride is healed by the stripes of Jesus, that his testimony is all is well in Jesus' name. Elder Baker, can you pray for David Emanuel's request, binding up, Victoria, would you do that one? Bind up drug addictions, all addictions.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you even now that you are still a deliverer. Lord, even as you have brought me out, Lord, out of the lifestyle of drugs and addiction, God, that you will still no respect to a person, Father. And God, I just thank you right now, Lord God, that deliverance, Lord God, is coming forth into that nation like never before. God, that you are making them free, Father. God, you are making them free, even if they don't want to be made free, because there's power in our words, God. And our words will take feet and walk, God. Those, Lord God, are bound by addiction to crack, addiction to weed, addiction to pills, Lord God, addiction to pornography, addiction to homosexuality, addiction to a lesbian. Lord God, we decree and declare that salvation, Lord God, is coming to every state and every nation, God, like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you even now, so Father, that you are moving by your spirit, and the blood, God, will run down the streets, Lord God, and that you change taste buds as we decree and declare and point our finger and say, nope, you can't have them. We claim them for the kingdom of the Lord. God, you will visit them, Lord God. We thank you for visitations that will come. God, whatever it takes, God, for that one to be set free, God. God, get the hell out of them, Lord God, that they may see, God, that your great hand, God, comes to recover all, God, that this thing is just such a light affliction, Father, that you will change their taste for every time they will try to put their pipe or a can or whatever in their mouth, God. God, let them begin to throw up. Let them get sick. Let them begin to see, Lord God, this thing is not for them no more, God, that you are changing their taste buds, Father, like never before in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you for these kind of testimonies that will come forth, Father, that you will hit them, Lord God, right where they're standing, Lord God, even for that one, Lord God, that's getting high right now, God. That I thank you, Lord God, for the lightning of God to strike them, Lord God, that will knock their taste buds out of their mouth, and they will see and experience the love of the Father in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you even now, God, those addictions, Lord God, are being broken, those generational curses are being broken. God, devil, you allow, you will not skip another generation. We kick you out of our generations right now, and we decree and declare that the next generation shall serve the Lord in Jesus' mighty name. God, I thank you even now, God, every wish or prayer that has been prayed over people, Lord God, and every evil word that was spoken over them, they will never amount to nothing, they will never be nothing. We'll reverse those words off of their heads, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We thank you for the breaker anointing, God. We say, let the break our anointing come forth in our nation, Lord God, to break the backbone of wickedness out of our nation, Lord God. Those things that come to keep your people, Lord God, in bondages, we say, Pharaoh, you must let our people go in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the burden bearers, Lord God, those that will have a compassion. Lord God, you had compassion for souls. So, God, we thank you for new levels of compassion to go out and be a great witness, Lord God. Some people can't wait this Sunday to come to church. They need to see the hand of God move right now. They need to see the power of your resurrection, God. Let deliverance begin to take place on the streets, and let it begin to take place, Lord God, in the malls and the grocery stores, Lord God. Let the prophetic anointing break forth like never before, God, to let them know, God, that you are a God that still cares and still loves your people, Lord God, but you hate the sin. So, Father God, I thank you even now, Lord God, for turnaround breakthroughs, that you are restoring what the canker worm and the palmer worm has eaten up, Lord God, that they may behold and that they may see the love of the Father. So, Father God, we thank you for restoration that's coming to the families right now. Lord God, we thank you for healing, Lord God, the hearts, Lord God, those that have been wounded, God, their spirit has been hurt and broken, God, and they're looking for love in all the wrong places. God, open their eyes that they may see, God, your glorious love for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that you are raising up, Lord God, a people in this season, Lord God, that we are soldiers in the army, Lord God, that you are raising up soldiers, Lord God, to go forth and contend and go forth in war and go forth and take back our streets and take back our city and take back our schools and take back our nation. So, God, we just thank you right now for the authority that you have given us as a born-again believer, Lord God, to stand, Lord God, between, Lord God, the prick, to stand between, Lord God, the devil, and to stand between the hell and say, nope, you can't have them. So, God, we thank you for deliverance, Lord God, because it's the children's bread, that you deliver us from all evil, God. God, we thank you that you deliver us from all evil, the things that are seen and unseen, in Jesus' mighty name. And I give you praise and honor and glory for this now, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Bishop, could you pray for Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins, and the unsaved people?
Father God, we thank you for this prayer line, and we thank you for this time of prayer. We appreciate you, and we love you. We pray for Mother Newsom and Mother Hart. We pray, God, that you would touch them and stretch out your hand on them, God. Strengthen them where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. They need you, and they can't make it without you. God, we pray for the unsaved. We pray for that young man that can't stop doing what he's doing, that young lady that just don't think there's no hope, that mother that wants to give up her children, that, oh God, that father that just want to walk away. We pray right now in Jesus' name. We pray, God, that they will see you in a more excellent way. We pray, God, that somebody will speak to them, hallelujah, and they say, I yield, what must I do to be saved? Father God, we pray for the unsaved. God, give them another chance to get it right, just like you did us, Father. You gave us an opportunity to get it right. So, Father, I pray that you give me a time of refreshing in the name of Jesus, a time of revival, a time of renewal in the name of Jesus. Bless them, God. Save them in the name of Jesus. We pray right now because to the uttermost of saved. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus that you move by your power, move by your strength, up and down the earth, God. In the name of Jesus, let men and women, boys and girls, Father, see you in a more special way today. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that those that don't even think that they're worth saving, that you save them, Lord. Let them know, God, that in the name of Jesus that you're there. In the name of Jesus, in the darkest hour, you're there. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen, amen. Elder Baker, would you pray for Jackie's daughter, Gloria, and their entire family and her patients? She takes care of elderly people.
Okay. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we just lift up Gloria now, even with the concerns that she has for school. God, you are the one that makes the way, open doors for her in the name of Jesus, and help her to fulfill the purpose that you have given for her life. Give her favor in Jesus' name, and we just pray that she be encouraged and motivated all the more in Jesus' name. Touch her mind and let studying and learning become easy. And we just pray that you just use it for your glory and for your honor, even in the school system and among other students. We thank you right now. Bless the work of her hand, and we just pray that you just use it. We just pray now even for Jackie and for all the patients that she cares for and all those on her caseload and those that she come in contact with, the one that seemed to be forgotten, the lonely, oh God, we just pray that they be encouraged even through her word. Send labels across the path, oh God, to let them know that you love them, you care about them, and there's still life in them, and they still can be useful in one way or another, even their wisdom to be imparted unto others. We just pray, oh God, for their health. We pray for their strength, that you would just keep them. Even at this time, we come against discouragement. We come against those burdens that they have. We come against the ones that they had put their trust in and those that had deceived them. We come against it now in the name of Jesus and every weapon that is formed against them. We come against them being forsaken by those they had confidence in, even family members. Oh God, we just pray that you wrap your arms around them and let them feel your love and compassion even through others. We give you the glory and we give you the honor. We just pray for that forgotten generation, oh God, the one who want to push aside. But God, you are there with them, and we pray that you even use them in these last days to be a help and a blessing unto other generations. We just give you the glory and the honor for it now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. And Father God, as we close out tonight, this morning, oh God. We just thank you for being with us. We plead the blood of Jesus over every prayer that was prayed. And we thank you, Lord God. We seal them by the blood. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge of the enemy. And we just thank you, oh God, for being with us through this time of prayer, praise, worship, honor unto you. And the word, the spoken word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for everyone that came on today, those who wanted to come on, being blessed and highly favored of you, oh God. You are merciful and a great God. We just honor your presence. In Jesus' holy name we pray. And, Father, even those requests that were not made known, we lift those up before you, and we thank you that you heard, even though they were not spoken, in Jesus' name. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. Anybody have just something quick they want to say?
I just want to encourage those that are not saved to be saved, and don't be discouraged by what you see in the church, because even Jesus needed a Judas. But there are some that live in righteous, and without faith, it won't work. You got to mix the word with faith and be encouraged, be saved, because it's only through Christ will you see God.
Amen, amen. Well, it's closing time. Thank you, Elder Baker. I appreciate those encouraging words. They were great words of encouragement and strength to all of us. All right, closing time on Bible Storyland. I love you. I love each of you. Yes, you and you and you and you. But you already know my love is limited. Father God loves you more than I can ever love you. And he loves you so much, so much. And you know what? He commanded us to love him back with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. Live on Bible Storyland, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And may the Lord continually be with you. Hold on 1 second, please. Bishop, you had something you wanted to say?
Yes, just let me say this, and I'm finished. I just want to bless the Lord for the hour of prayer and the time that we spent together today. My phone dropped the call, so. But I just want you to know, Sister D, and you can tell those that are your followers, anytime you need prayer, you don't have to wait to the prayer line to call us on the prayer line. I'm available 24/7. Amen. We're just standing in the gap for the saints and the people of God. And Sister G, I'm so glad I know you till I know what to do. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for allowing me to be on the line with you today. And there's nothing that will happen to us today that you and God can't help.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you, Bishop. You want to give out your phone number for prayer?
Yeah, my number is 352-807. 0761. And those that know me know that we're constantly in prayer and praying and lifting up the name of Jesus, and we just love people. We just love folks. Amen. Pray for our church here, our temple. I'll be preaching in the morning for the first time since I've had the 3 strokes. I'll be preaching. The Lord has blessed me and given me the strength to go back to the pulpit.
Amen, amen. Well, Lord, we just lift up Bishop David Bryant, your servant. And, Lord, I thank you for the mighty, powerful word you put in his belly. I thank you that it'll come forth, oh, God, and do great miracles, signs, and wonders before your people, oh, God. Strengthen his body. Let him get the proper rest that he need, oh, God. I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to come, bring backlash, retaliation, revenge. We bind that up. We send it back to the pits of hell, and we say, oh, God, that the blood of Jesus is covering Bishop like never before. And, Father, even as he studied your word, I thank you, Father God, for the word going forth like with might and power. I thank you, Father God, that even as he opened his mouth, you're going to speak through him in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you for what you're doing in Bishop David Bryan. I thank you that you've healed his body in the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you that he's still yet holding on. He's still on the battlefield. But I thank you that the battle is not his. It's already won because, Father, you won it for him on the cross. So we bless and honor you for this great, mighty man of God. And, Lord, as we close out today, I thank you for a God-filled day, God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. I love each of you, but you already know, like I said, God loves you more. Look forward to speaking to you next week, same time, Bible Storyland. Amen for you.